0-1 delivery to Adam. High drive, deep to left center field. Chris racing back. He looks up. Back-to-back home runs for the Orioles. Adam Jones connecting for his fourth after the two-run shot off the bat of Nick Markakis. And in three batters here in the top of the fourth, the Orioles go from a 2-0 deficit to a 3-2 lead.
Oh, it sounds so good. In the cold months here of December, we are with right now the man who hit that home run, number 10 and Orioles center fielder, Adam Jones. Adam, how are you? And Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, happy holidays to you too, Hollander.
I appreciate that. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just getting after it and enjoying myself.
That's good. I know you had a lot to say today. You tweeted that out. Anything specifically? We have a lot of questions, I know, for you on Twitter, but anything specifically that's been bugging you? Anything on your mind?
I'm sick of people just tweeting at me and saying, oh, what we're not and what we aren't doing as an organization, what our owner is doing. Understand what they're trying to do rather than just get on them. I mean, it's, you know, they want to go out and spend 150, or you look at it annually, $25 million or $22 million a year on the player. That means it'd be tough to fund that. You understand that? Understand the economics of it. So just understand we're gonna get some good talent. We're always gonna have a team that's gonna compete. And we, you know, what they're doing, you know, I've kept quiet on them. What they're doing, they're starting to. I'm understanding what they're doing, and I'm starting to understand it. I'm starting to like it.
I really interesting comments, Adam. And I think some people lose sight of a couple things. If you wouldn't mind my opinion interjected on this. One is the Orioles right now, and this is a good thing, they have a lot of stars, including you. And stars cost money, and naturally the payroll of the club does go up through arbitration, or when a player earns a major contract like you have, it costs a lot of money. So there's already a core contingent of legitimate, bona fide, year-in, year-out all-stars on this club. That's one thing. And we all know the clock is ticking on J.J. Hardy and on Chris Davis and on Matt Wieters. So those guys' day is coming. And my other point would be, when people are referencing the Houston Astros are spending money, the Kansas City Royals are spending money, the Oakland A's are spending money, they're also coming from way far back of the pack heading into the offseason. So the Astros spent $16 million last year. The Orioles spent $92 million.
Indeed. So, and we're in the East. We're in a different division. Where, you know, I mean, our demand is completely different than what the demand in Houston is.
Totally.
Our peanuts and beer cost more than they do in Houston.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So, right. Our price tickets are a little bit different. It's different economics in terms of the baseball. So, hey, you know, we're going to spend money in the right way. And you got to understand, if you want to keep all the players you just said, then you're going to have to give it to them rather than you can't. I mean, you can go out and spend. You can go out and spend like anybody else, but you better be guaranteed that you guarantee that you win. Guarantee. You know, like when the Yankees went out and spent for three top of the line players, what happened? They won that year. So that was a guarantee.
But in the long run, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to sustain winning because you spend a lot. And that's been proven time and time again. I'm for spending money if I'm the Orioles to a certain extent, but it has to be spent intelligently. They cannot outspend the Red Sox and Yankees. It is not possible, despite what some people think is in the pockets of some people.
But see, I think we got some really good arms coming up. You know what I mean? I understand there's some guys out there that you might want to go after. And, I wouldn't mess with our offense. I would re-sign our guys because our offense has been good. Obviously, we need to work on a lot of things as an offense and get better as an offense, but it has worked. So, we need to improve, you know, in all aspects. So spend money on arms, but not necessarily. Spend money on our prospects. Spend money on getting good prospects here instead of just, you know, I've always said it time again, you can't just go out in the open market and get somebody. So, you know, light a fire under some of these guys' ass to go out there and throw the ball. And, you know, with Showalter there, I mean, we all know he's a burning fire.
I think, Adam, a lot of people are going to react to this conversation right now really positively, because I think a lot of people, fans, take their cues from you, and I think a lot of people feel the team takes their cues from you. So if you're all in, then everyone else is all in.
I appreciate that.
So goes the head, so goes the tail, as my colleague Kadri Ismail likes to say.
Happen. Hey, it's going to happen. One day.
Well, let me just ask you this. Are you following moves every day? Are you checking Twitter? Are you looking at blogs? Or can you kind of go away, enjoy your off season, and maybe check in every once in a while?
You nailed it on the head the second time. I kind of rarely do because, man, it's so much. Every year it's like more and more is going on and going on the field, off the field. So it's kind of like, you know, I tried to get away from it. And my boy Matt D., he's been good at leaving me alone this offseason, and I appreciate that. He doesn't get any love because I antagonize in a positive way. And so he kept my plate empty, but we all know my plate's usually full.
Well, that is true. And how happy are you, and I know this goes back now a number of months, but the fact that you have, how happy are you? Looking back at that contract you signed, a colossal deal. We all know what Adam Jones would be worth in the free agent market today. But you rolled the dice. The team, to a certain extent, you know, it's always a risk. It's $86 million is $86 million. But how much at peace are you with that decision you made to commit to Baltimore?
Happy is happy. You know, I mean, you see what the open market could bring. But with the open market brings a complete new, you know, a new dynamic, you know, new city, new demands. You know, here I got the same everything. You know, I'm playing for a very competing organization in my, you know, hopefully my prime is yet to come. So, and you know what I mean? I think I'm financially happy with the terms, so I signed it. So play out my contract and see where, and then re-up here.
And you're happy wearing orange and black and patrolling center field at Camden Yards.
Yeah, I like playing here.
All right, when we come back with number 10, we'll do the Truth with 10. You've been tweeting all day. We'll get to that on a holiday edition of Truth with 10 here with Adam Jones on Sportsline.